So who wins the gun debate this time? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 2 days since the Navy Yard shootings, and we now know there weren't three gunmen or two, but just one, Aaron Alexis. And that he didn't use an AR-15 assault rifle, according to the FBI.
We believe that Mr. Alexis entered building 197 with a shotgun.
Turns out that when he walked into the sharpshooter's small arms range in Lorton, Virginia, to buy his murder weapon last Saturday, he actually test-fired an AR-15, but he bought the shotgun instead, and had no trouble doing it because his background check was clean as a whistle. There was some criticism of the Navy for making the Navy Yard a gun-free zone, but there were armed security guards, one of whom was gunned down by the killer, who then took his gun and used it. So what we're left with is the report that he was hearing voices and thought microwaves were being fired into his brain. And if you put that and the rest of his records into a giant database and crank it through some NSA surveillance program, you might have enough to put him on a no-buy list circulated to gun stores, if such a list existed. But it doesn't. And so all we have is the grief of a wife who's lost a husband.
We were going to retire soon, and he loved his job. He wanted to keep working because he just loved it. And just a very happy, positive, wonderful, loving human being.
The grief of a daughter who's lost her dad.
I don't want people to remember him as a victim. I want him to be known as a dad because he was a great dad.
And the questions of so many others who wonder why nothing can ever be done. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.